This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Democratic presidential hopefuls sparred over domestic and foreign policies Tuesday night in the first of two nights of candidate debates. The AP's Tim McGuire reports from Michigan.
In the first of the two Detroit debates on CNN, candidates sparred over ideology versus pragmatism while they all seek the ouster of President Trump. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says there won't be any work on climate change unless there's a change in the White House.
We will deal with climate if and only if we win the presidency, if and only if we beat Donald Trump.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was asked the difference between him and President Trump, saying the U.S. cannot be the policeman of the world.
Trump is a pathological liar. I tell the truth.
Both Sanders and fellow progressive Elizabeth Warren were chided for their various plans, including Medicare for all, free college tuition, and forgiving student loan debt. I'm Tim McGuire.
On Wednesday, former Vice President Joe Biden, currently the frontrunner for the Democratic presidential nomination, and national surveys of Democrats and some independents will be at center stage. U.S. and Chinese officials on Wednesday began their 12th round of trade talks in Shanghai. The talks follow a June agreement between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping to revive efforts to end the costly fight over China's technology ambitions and trade surplus. Both sides are trying to temper hopes for a breakthrough. Chinese leaders are resisting U.S. pressure to roll back plans for government-led development of industry leaders in robotics, artificial intelligence, and other technologies. Washington argues those efforts depend on stealing or pressuring foreign companies to hand over technology. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The National Defense University, an institution funded by the U.S. Department of Defense, published a journal article suggesting Washington should share its nuclear tactical missiles with Japan and South Korea to deter North Korea's growing nuclear threat to East Asia and the U.S. The article's release back on July 25th coincided with North Korea's launch of two short-range missiles. Then, early Wednesday, local time, South Korea's military said North Korea launched multiple unidentified projectiles. The article suggests American nuclear sharing with Japan and South Korea could be undertaken in a manner similar to an agreement the U.S. signed with the five NATO member states. Currently, the U.S. shares approximately 180 tactical nuclear weapons, such as B-61 nuclear bombs, with Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Turkey. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is looking for vacant property where permanent facilities to house migrant children can be built here in the country. We get more on that story from the AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Trump administration is looking for new sites to hold unaccompanied minors who have crossed the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is looking for potential sites in Central Florida, Virginia, and Los Angeles. The facilities would hold children under age 18 who entered the United States illegally without a parent or guardian. Earlier this month, HHS said it was scouting sites around Atlanta, Phoenix, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, Texas. Conditions in existing migrant facilities have become a key issue in the 2020 presidential race, and there have been protests nationwide. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security issued a security alert about security on small planes. The APZ Donahue reports.
The warning is these planes could be vulnerable to hacking.
An attacker could hack an airplane if they had physical access to the wiring of that airplane. So they would have to be able to touch it.
Todd Beardsley's cybersecurity firm Rapid7 found an attacker could potentially disrupt electronic messages transmitted across a small plane's network.
I know now an attacker could attach a device to these aircraft and take kind of stealthy control.
The Federal Aviation Administration says a scenario where someone has unrestricted physical access to a plane is unlikely. But the report is also an important reminder to remain vigilant. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo have confirmed a second case of the deadly Ebola virus in the city of Goma. More than 2,500 cases of Ebola have been reported since the outbreak began last August. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America, VOA1.